Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of The Strange Worlds of Literature. I'm Manon Grenet, your host, and today we'll be talking about the Gothic movement. Created in the north of France during the 12th century, the Gothic was originally an architectural style for cathedrals, but over time, thanks to writers such as Edgar Allan Poe, it became an entire genre of its own in poetry, literature, art, movies, and theories. But what are the key elements which identify Gothic? To answer this question, we'll use four different Gothic works. Deltaic Heart, a novel written by Edgar Allan Poe in 1843, where a murderer tries to convince his readers that he's not crazy while narrating his murder and how he got tricked by his own conscience. The Fall of the House of Usher, another novel written by Edgar Allan Poe in 1839, where we witness the last days of the Usher family. The Corpse Bride, a love story between Victor and a dead bride, which is an animated movie directed by Tim Burton from 2005, and The Picture of Dorian Gray, a novel written by Oscar Wilde in 1890, where a young man curses himself, asking for his portrait to age instead of him. Thanks to these documents, we'll study the setting, the female character, and the theme of fate, which identify the Gothic as a very specific genre. So let's start with the setting. A Gothic story usually takes place in a castle, mansion, or manor that is a character in its own. The place seems alive, and most of the time, not for good reasons. For example, in The Fall of the House of Usher, the Usher's manor seems very much alive. We hear the house moving, cracking, and according to Roderick Usher, it wants to kill the entire Usher family. It's dark, gigantic, full of tapestries, and poorly lighted, making the perfect representation of the Gothic house. Pretty gloomy, pretty scary, you get the idea. In The Corpse Bride, even though the house doesn't have a lot of value in the movie, it can still be considered the perfect Gothic setting, with its dark colors, its big rooms, its piano right in the middle of the living room. It gives a pretty scary atmosphere to the movie, which matches perfectly the Gothic setting. Finally, in The Picture of Dorian Gray, Dorian's flat represents another part of the Gothic setting, the wealth of the character. Indeed, the character's home usually being a giant mansion or manor or castle, it is undeniable that the characters are very wealthy, and Dorian Gray explicitly is, and he reflects it on his apartment. With its big rooms, the large amount of decoration, the paintings, etc., etc. So, to sum up, the Gothic setting is a dark place, such as a mansion or a castle, which attests to the character's wealth thanks to large rooms and lots of decoration. Moving on to another key element of Gothic, the female character. Charming but miserable or sick or dying, they most frequently bear the protagonist's torments within themselves. For example, in The Fall of the House of Usher, the female character is Lady Madeline, Roderick's sister. She is very ill and dies not long after the beginning of the story, or at least that's what we think. Because after a while, Roderick realizes that he actually buried her alive, and that, yeah, she is alive. And so she starts to haunting him, frightening him to death at the end of the story as she appears in front of him. In The Corpse Bride, the feminine character is a dead bride who looks like a feminine version of Frankenstein, though she is the perfect representation of the beauty standards of the 2000s. She is thin, she has a pretty face, etc., etc. But she's also a desperate character, as she's in love with Victor, but he doesn't love her, and he's engaged to someone else, who's alive, by the way. But she embodies Victor's doubts and fears regarding marriage. Finally, in The Picture of Dorian Gray, Sybil is a beautiful and young actress who's in love with Dorian, and who intends to marry him, but she killed herself after he rejected her because she played badly in a play and was made fun of by Dorian's friends. She represents the moment where Dorian Gray starts to become evil, as the first change in the portrait is noticed right after she killed herself. And finally, we're going to talk about the major idea that is developed in Gothic, fate and the power of nature. This is the idea that no matter what you do, what must happen, will happen. In Telltale Heart, for example, the murderer tries to get away with the crime he committed by dismembering the corpse, hiding it, washing the floor, hiding the evidence, being friendly with the policeman, But eventually, his conscience gets louder and louder by mimicking the old man's beating heart, until it's so loud he goes crazy and tells everything to the policeman. In the fall of the House of Usher, it takes the form of curse, which is that the house consumes the entire Usher family. Though the protagonist doesn't believe Roderick at first, in the end, it does happen, as Lady Madeline frightens Roderick to death and dies herself the minute after. And by consuming the entire Usher family, the house consumes itself and crumbles. And in the picture of Dorian Gray, devoured by his conscience and the knowledge of his numerous crimes and manipulations, Dorian Gray, who cursed himself by praying for the portrait to age instead of him, stabs the portrait and, by doing so, kills himself, as his soul was trapped inside of the painting. So, to conclude, we can point out three key elements which identify Gothic: a dark setting that seems alive and that shows the character's wealth, an attractive yet desperate feminine character, and an inability to escape your own destiny, which is often death. Thanks for listening to me. You can follow on any platform you're listening to podcasts to, and see you later.